Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. 2-0 the final score. Royals drop the opener in Anaheim. Lose a seventh straight game, 10 of their last 11, and 16 of the first 20 to start this 2023 season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. If you spent your Friday night listening and watching Shohei Ohtani continue to do the what was once unthinkable, he's just simply put the greatest baseball weapon that you and I have ever seen. There's no shame in losing to Shohei Ohtani. To be honest with you, I'm kind of used to it after he carved them up last year, striking out a career-high 13 and then driving in 8 runs the very next day. An outstanding showcase last year from Shohei, and he picked up right where he left off a season ago. 7 innings of 2-hit baseball. He strikes out 11 and walks 2. No shame in losing to the Unicorn. But there is shame in a 4-16 record. That 4-16 record is now the worst in Major League Baseball, identical to that of the Oakland Athletics. Now, sure, Oakland still has a much worse run differential, but are we really going to take solace in that fact? Phone number is 913-586-7610. You can also hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. I don't know if you feel the way that I do, not only resigned to the fact that we are in for a long, painful march through the summer, but also, and Jake Eisenberg, I thought, did a great job of pointing this out during the broadcast. And it's something that has been present, at least in my mind, in my gut, in my heart, for about a week now. Now, Matt Cotrero has talked about it frequently after games. This was, throughout, a very it's a 2-0 final. From the start to the finish, it's a nail-biter. 2 runs is nothing. It's a bloop and a blast. How many times you heard that? A 2-run game, and let me ask you this. Were you really biting your nails? Did you think we were, did you think the Royals were a doink and a blast away? Did you foresee that coming down the pike? Man. Doesn't that hurt when you're honest with yourself? When the fan inside of you doesn't feel like it's a 2-run deficit. And yet it was. Meaning, if we're being honest, if we're not just feeling bad for ourselves as Royals fans, which it's all right if you want to do that. Lord knows I'm doing that quite often. Maybe when I'm not on the radio, but still, yeah, it's been a difficult start to the season. But when it is a nip-and-tuck game, a 2-0 loss, and it's at the hands of the great Shohei Ohtani, I don't really have anything to complain about other than the grand scheme of things in the 4-16 record, the Chris Bubich Tommy John surgery, and suddenly how the questions of not this summer, because this summer obviously appears to be slipping away, but next summer, the fact that next summer also appears to be slipping away as who's in the rotation next year? Keller's a free agent. Greinke's a free agent. Brady Singer should be there. Jordan Lyles will be in the final year of his deal. But we now know that Chris Bubich won't be there on opening day. Daniel Lynch is hurt right now and yet to prove much at the big league level. Jonathan Heasley has an ERA around 9 right now in AAA. So the starting rotation next season is Jordan Lyles and Brady Singer, and they got to fill the rest. Maybe Daniel Lynch, maybe Ryan Yarbrough returns, who knows? But right now, you got 3 holes in the rotation talking about next year. And if you can't pitch, you can't win. How strange is it that a game in which I have nothing to complain about, the Royals pitched their tails off. The Royals pitching allowed 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 earned runs. They gave their team a chance to win. And what do you want me to do? Scream about Ryan Yarbrough hitting the 8-hitter and then giving up a monstrous 2-run shot to a guy that was just called up, a guy that hasn't hit a home run in about a year, gave up a 424-foot 2-run blast in the 3rd inning. Am I supposed to crush him for that? Yarbrough pitched well. I can't get upset at anything that happened tonight. Yeah, the offense, okay. Shut out for a 5th time this season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. We've done that. I've complained about the offense. Tonight's not the night. Not against that guy. Not against Shohei. 14 strikeouts. Yeah, MJ Melendez punching out 3 times. Bobby Witt Jr. getting worked over by Shohei. Now, Salvi gripping it way too tight, trying to fix everything with 1 swing. Yeah, we could complain about that, but been there, done that. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. I brought it up on the On Deck Show. If I'm willing to concede that Royals don't have the pitching next year, if I'm already thinking like that, and it's the 21st of April, man, it's trading season and everybody is on the block. You got to start asking yourself very difficult questions. Trade Brady Singer, trade Vinny Pasquantino, trade Salvador Perez, ? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's start off in the Ozarks. Let's go to our buddy Raj. You're on 610 Sports Radio, hitting leadoff. Raj, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, always love listening to your show down here. Dogwoods are blooming. The red buds are blooming. It's beautiful down here right now. Hey, I don't mind us not being able to score a run against Ohtani. Well, I kind of do. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I really mind is us being last in 6 offensive categories in all of baseball. Batting average, 204 going into tonight. RBIs, 55. That didn't change. We're still on 55. So I got an idea. Why don't that Bark in the Park is so successful? Why don't we have a night where everybody brings their musical instruments into the crowd in the 7th inning stretch? And then they can show Leonard DiCaprio up there on the big scoreboard with his arms stretched out on the bow of the ship. And you can have that train whistle guy, Mr. Optimism, that calls in all the time, conducting the band. And you can play the band while the Titanic is just sinking into the North Atlantic. With this offense, we are not going to win any games if we can't score 1 run. It's like a soccer game, for God's sakes. So I'm still going to listen, but I tell you what, it sure gets your blood pressure pumping down here.
Roger, I appreciate the phone call. Always strong. Thank you very much. Let's go to CJ in Kansas City. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, Fern, man. Man, it's so much. I took some notes. I listened to the game on the radio. And the best thing that I got was that, yeah, the radio production was awesome.
Yeah.
I want to give props to the guys, you know, hey, man, I've been listening to Royals baseball on the radio all my life, man. I'm 40, man. I'm older than you, Vern, okay? I'm one of these old guys, too. I'm cool CJ calling in. No, man, I'm old school, too, bro. And you know what? We got a great radio broadcast, and that's the best thing that's going on for the Royals right now. The new guy, he's doing a great job. I love Danny. Trying to save up the rest of Danny. And you know what? And I'm not going to complain about no more bets anymore either. Not going to complain about pitching either. But you know what, though? The teams that are winning, hey, man, it's cumulative, okay? We got to have batting. I mean, like my guy just said, we got to get more than zero runs.
Yeah, you got to score to win, right?
We got to score to win, man. Vern, I'm going to keep on calling your show until we get out of the bottom three.
Yeah.
And we will. And you know what? And I told my homeboys this today. We're going to be in the playoffs. Not this year.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you talking
about? Next year? Yeah. We are building in Kansas City. So I'm going to bring some positivity, and I'm going to let them know. Yeah, we are going to – and we got ballers. Pasquantino is a baller, okay? Chapman's a baller. Don't trade him. Please don't trade him.
They're trading him, man. They're trading him, CJ. They got to trade him.
Oh, no, we don't have to.
Well, he's a free agent after the year anyway, so you can re-sign him if you want, but he wants to be traded. He's not trying to hang out here.
It's not necessary, Vern. Vern, we got Benny. We got 1, 2, and 3. You know how I do, Vern. I don't know everybody's names. I don't know any numbers, man.
I know what you're talking about. MJ Melendez and Bobby Witt Jr., who tonight went 1 for 7 with 6 strikeouts.
In a tough transitional period.
Yeah, and a tough pitcher in Shohei Ohtani, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. And Ohtani went 7-0-2. Mm-hmm. Our pitcher and our Burn.
No, it's all about the offense
against,
tonight, CJ.
0-2 against Jose tonight, Burn. Come on now.
Listen, CJ, I appreciate the phone call. And you know I appreciate your support of this show and your search for optimism. Because that's what that was. You were searching right there. Now, two things that I think you got right. Number one, yes, Vinny Pasquantino is a baller. Last 13 games for Vinny Pasquantino, he's hitting .326 with an OPS north of 1,000. Yeah, Vinny's a baller. He's reached base safely in 15 straight games and in 16 consecutive starts. You're also right about the production of the broadcast. And while, no question, Steve Stewart and Jake Eisenberg deserve a lion's share of the credit as they are the voices, don't forget about the man responsible for the production, Eric Guthrie, has done a tremendous job. Big fan of Eric Guthrie. Yeah, whatever you like about the on-air product right now that the Royals are giving you, thank Eric Guthrie for that. On the radio side. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals are shut out for the fifth time this season. This time it's at the hands of Shohei Ohtani. Tomorrow, another future Hall of Famer climbs that hill. It's Zach Greinke, squaring off with the left-hander Tyler Anderson, a pair of former Dodgers going at it. 8:07 for the first pitch. I'll have the on-deck show beginning at 7 o'clock with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lorenzo Cain return home and retire a Royal. So make sure you're listening tomorrow, 7 o'clock at night, for the on-deck show and your chance to win those tickets. All right, let's go to John in Raytown. You're on 610 Sports Radio. John, go ahead.
Hey, buddy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, man.
I know sometimes you get upset, and, you know, we all get upset, but I'm just kind of over these listeners and fans that expected, you know, I mean, Vern, you know where we were going with this year. We all kind of knew it was.
Well, I didn't think it'd be this bad. I thought it'd be bad. I didn't think it'd be the worst.
That's true. I will give you that. But, you know, I think a lot of these young kids are getting in their heads, you know, and you know how that is. You get in your head, you get in a slump, you know. But I see these guys, they're going to make a run. Now, not this year, maybe not even next year, but they're going to get together because we've seen what they can do when they do have their heads in the game. But biggest thing is let's just keep on. Let's just watch our boys, you know. Let's be happy that we get this game, you know, that it's moving faster. And at the end of it, the two callers ago, don't knock my big T. Let's go. Choo-choo!
John, real quick, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
So you're not even entertaining the idea of everyone's on the trade block. You're not there yet.
I'm not. I'm really not.
That's fair. That's fine.
I'm really not because – you know, Vern, I've always watched the Royals. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, but I've always watched the Royals, but I've never really been intrigued. But I'll tell you what, that 14-15, you know, that those years, they kept me going. Whether we're losing or winning, they've kept me going. They've kept me interested in the team. And I'll tell you what, I see something in this team, and I see something in these boys. And even though they're not doing it right now, I see them doing it.
I got you, John. I appreciate it. I enjoy it. I need that positivity because there isn't much. I'm not surrounded by much. Honestly, what I receive more than anything is pity from people. Starting to drive me crazy, to be quite honest. So I appreciate the optimism. Phone lines open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose game one of this 10-game road trip in the opener of a three-game series in Anaheim. They fall to Shohei Ohtani by a final count of 2-0. I see Big T waiting on hold. He's going to respond to what Raj had to say. That's coming up after this quick timeout.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Taylor Clark delivers, and Drury hits it in the air, deep left field. Jackie Bradley Jr. back on the track, leaps and makes the catch! Back up against the wall, glove maybe over the wall. And Jackie Bradley Jr., a gold glover, hauls it in for the second out of the inning. That's a tremendous catch from a tremendous defender.
A tremendous call from a tremendous announcer. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Scoreless game there in the bottom of the second inning. And Jackie Bradley Jr. just makes a very difficult catch at the left field wall look very, very easy. 102 miles per hour off of the bat of Brandon Drury. JBJ turns, runs, tracks, turns back around, makes the catch, and smashes up against that left field wall. An outstanding defensive night there for Jackie Bradley Jr. It's been a spectacular defensive season for JBJ. It's been an above-average defensive season, or maybe a surprisingly good defensive season from Vinny Pasquantino. What a confident throw to Bobby Witt Jr. in the fourth inning to start that inning-ending 3-6-3 double play. So the defense was solid. The pitching was good tonight. Taylor Clark serving as the opener, going two innings, six up, six down. Ryan Yarbrough, four innings of two-run baseball. His only mistake came in his first inning. He hits the rookie number eight hitter for the Angels, and then the nine hitter, Tim Wallach's kid, belts a full count, belt high, 80 mile per hour, whatever you want to call it, change up from Ryan Yarbrough, destroys it. Again, this guy hasn't hit a home run in almost a year. He puts the Angels ahead 2-0, and then Yarbrough doesn't allow another base runner to touch second. He gives up a one-out single in the fourth, but it's erased thanks to that Vinny Pasquantino double play. He hits that eight hitter again in the fifth with two outs, but gets out of it. Gives up a leadoff single in the sixth, but a 4-6-3 bullet throw from Bobby Witt Jr. That double play erases that base runner. So Ryan Yarbrough gave the team a chance to win. Two runs on three hits, no walks in four innings of work. Amir Garrett throws a scoreless seventh. Josh Staumont creates. problems, creates an issue, loads the bases with only one out, but wiggles out of it. So the pitching gave you a chance. Unfortunately, the hitting did not. Royals have one AB with a runner in scoring position, and that's Salvador Perez grounding into a 6-4-3 double play. Yeah, rough night once again for the offense, but it's been a rough season for the offense. They have, what, 59 runs in 20 games? Tough to win like that. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show after a 2-0 loss to the Halos.
Man, yeah, Vern, thanks for taking my call. So first of all, I love baseball. I'm just a baseball fan. And I know our Royals are struggling bad, hard. That's put it lightly. But when you get to watch a guy like Shohei Ohtani, woo, that don't fire anybody up. I hear you all the time, Vern, talking about he's probably the best player in baseball, and I have to agree. I didn't think so, but now I do. I agree.
Wait, tonight was all you needed to see?
No, it wasn't just tonight. It's just, okay. You know, I grew up watching a lot of guys. You know, you got Ruth.
Nobody could do what Shohei did. There's nobody in his class.
Nobody. Yeah. You're right. And that's just the amazement. I'll just pinch myself. Is this guy real? Is he real? And he just is. And, boy, wouldn't it be – it'd just be awesome if John Sherman would put out the bucks for Shohei. But that ain't going to happen.
He would also never come here.
Never would, because we're just too far behind.
He wouldn't come here because that's just not a good business move with someone of his clout.
No, right?
You
got to
stay on the coast if you're Shohei.
No, you're right. But, you know, hey, Stallmont tonight, he got sent down. He didn't make the team, but I like the fire in that guy. And, boy, John's call, he knows what's going on. He's aboard the train. He ain't giving up. And, Vern, I got something that could help our team. When they have ailments or get a ball off their head or something, maybe Roger could pack up some of those Ozark ice packs. Jump aboard the train, Roger. And as always, let's go Royals.
I got you, Big T. Thanks for the phone call. That went over my head if that was a slam. I missed on that one. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Ryan Yarbrough suffers the loss tonight. He's now 0-2 on the season. Again, four innings of two-run baseball. This courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Not really the first inning I wanted to come in, especially after Clark had two strong innings to get us going there. Just made a mistake to Wallach there, and he made me pay for it, but it was good to kind of settle in after that. Obviously, still having some guys on the base paths after that, but to kind of settle in after that and give us a chance, it's all you really can ask for, especially because first time I think going for this year, kind of building off that. So definitely a good way to kind of progress on that.
What went wrong with just the change up there to walk? I mean, it was really kind of
no, for sure. I think just kind of left it up, especially wanting to not give him a free pass, you know, make him earn it, especially after hitting Nito the guy before. So not trying to give him any freebies, make him earn it, and you know what, he did. So I got to tip your cap. I just got to make a better pitch instead of just leaving it up where he can kind of do some damage. So if I just keep pitch better, you know, who knows what will happen.
Yeah, so kind of put in a little bit of a, you know, this was a put together pretty recently pitching plan.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing like a Chris Sindri. I mean, is there any kind of surprise for you going into that, or did you feel ready?
No. I think, when I initially signed with Kansas City, I think that was kind of the idea was to me to kind of to start, be this bulk role, whatever you want to call it, eat a lot of innings, and then obviously kind of had a little setback in spring, so I think it was kind of like just build up and be ready out of the pen to eat innings that way. And, you know, really unfortunate to have to happen to Chris. You know, we got to step up and next guy up. That's kind of how it always is, and hopefully he's going to get healthy. But until then, you know, we got to find ways to eat innings, and that was kind of – I was the guy to be asked upon to do that.
So Ryan Yarbrough eats up four innings tonight, but it pales in comparison to what Shohei Ohtani did, seven innings of two-hit baseball. And now in his last two starts against our boys in blue, Ohtani has tossed 15 shutout innings, four hits total, 24 strikeouts in those 15 frames. 22 swings and misses tonight for the great Ohtani. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, nice to hear from you, buddy. How are you?
Doing good, Josh. I called you Wednesday, but you ran out of time. I was not really upset, but I was a little mad at how the season's been going. I didn't think we'd be 1-12 at home and 4-16, but I like what I saw tonight. Salvi hit the ball hard, you know. Yeah, it was a double play, but, you know, the pitching kept us in the game, and, you know, they'll turn it around. I've been talking to you for 9 years, Josh, and they'll need to turn this around to make your job a lot easier to talk to at night. So let's go. We'll go with Greeky tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
All right, Dan, appreciate it. Thank you, as always, for calling in and to listen for 9 years, to not get fed up with me or the team. I mean, how about that line that Dan just gave you? Salvi hit the ball hard. Yeah, it was a double play, but he hit the ball hard. Yeah, he did. Bobby also hit the ball hard, and as we wrap up my game notes... my game notes is always brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Bobby Witt Jr. in his last 10 games hitting .357 with an OPS of .958. That one-out single in the ninth inning. Again, yeah, you need to reach, you need to search, you need to stretch to find positives. But Bobby did tattoo that single in the ninth inning, 114 miles per hour off of the bat. Let's go to the text line real quick. Some really good text messages after this 2-0 loss to the Angels as the Royals fall to 4-16. Woof. I love this text from the 816. Vern, if everyone wants to give the offense a pass for facing another major league player, why do they even waste our time by playing? Just forfeit and let me have my Friday night. That's a terrific point. I mean, I agree. That's why I freaked out so early in the season. I think it was the fifth game of the year. And I'm screaming on the postgame show after the Alek Manoah start. Because of that point. Right? It was after, you know, Sonny Gray shoved it up their tailpipe and Joe Ryan did the same thing and Pablo Lopez and Kevin Gausman, and then Alek Manoah came to town and did the same thing, and after the game, all I hear is everybody saying, well, he's Alek Manoah, what do you expect? Yeah, and then I lost it. I just blacked out for like an hour and a half on the show screaming because I was under, and still am, under the impression that the Royals' dugout is loaded with big leaguers. Even a few stars. Salvi, Bobby, Vinny. MJ hasn't looked like a star so far this season. But my hope was that the Royals' number ones could stare down the opposition's number one, like an Alek Manoah. Now, Shohei is different. Shohei is... well, the best player on the planet might be the best pitcher in the American League. Joe Ryan's not in this class. Sonny Gray's not in this class. Alek Manoah certainly this season not in his class. Kevin Gausman's not. Shohei stands alone. So I got no issue tipping my cap to Shohei. But I'm with you, 816. I'm with you 100%. We need to stop treating the Royals like they are our local high school team. And come on, you got to support them. I mean, you need, to a certain extent, you remain proud because of the logo, because they're representing Kansas City. So I understand the eternal optimist saying, come on, there are guys, you got to support them. Yes, to a certain extent, but we don't need to bend over backwards to make excuses for a few millionaires, some other guys that are making really good money by playing baseball, and a company that is a billion-dollar industry, that being the Kansas City Royals. So, yeah, support them because they're representing us, but hold them to the standard that we have now set in the city. A city of champions. A standard that has been set by Eric Hosmer and Edinson Volquez and Mike Moustakas and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Now, that's standard. So I'm with you. Great text. 913-586-7610. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals fall in the opener 2-0. Hey, Mark.
Vern, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vern.
So somebody watches this game all the time. I understand the coaching takes, you know, some time to catch on. Are these other teams that much more talented than we are? Is this a coaching thing? What do you feel the problem is? And then number two, is there a sense of embarrassment from these players? I mean, this is past just having a slump. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, good phone call. Great phone call. Thank you very much, Mark. I believe it's talent because the aspects of the game in which this coaching staff set out to improve in 2023, for the most part, those things have been trending upward. Better framing statistics from the catchers. You're still seeing the high hard hit rate, which is what the offensive, the hitting staff preaches. And then on the mound, first pitch strikes. We've seen improvement from last year. So the coaching to me, and again, this speaks to a strange but much bigger conversation where I do believe that the organization, the health of the Kansas City Royals is better today than it was a year ago. And the improvements on the coaching staff are a big reason why. So to answer that question, it's talent to me. I got nothing but respect for the defensive prowess of Jackie Bradley Jr. and Nicky Lopez and Kyle Isbell. But those are three below average bats. Michael Massey is having a very rough start to the season. It's something that, if you listen to the Hot Stove Show this spring training, it's something I feared. I hoped it wouldn't come to fruition, but it's not surprising. So you got Massey and Melendez struggling right now. Isbell, Lopez, and Bradley are defensive first big leaguers. So there's five of your starting nine tonight. Throw in Edward Olivares, who is only a bat, and that leaves you with Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Only Salvi is proven in the big leagues. Only Salvi has a back of the baseball card that he can gloat about. Now, Bobby had a tremendous rookie campaign, but it's 1 year. A lot of guys have had tremendous rookie campaigns. Maybe not to the stature of Bobby's 2020 season. But nonetheless, you got to do it again. You got to do it like Salvi's done it. So we're talking about a offense that has one proven commodity, one well-rounded proven commodity. And now a pitching staff without Chris Bubich that is led by a 39-year-old that on average has given you, what, five innings and a chance to win? Yeah, to me it comes down to talent right now. You're at a talent disadvantage against 27 of the 29 teams right now in Major League Baseball. Maybe you get the edge over Detroit. Maybe you get the edge over Oakland. And is there a sense of embarrassment? Yes. Well, let me retract that. Let me pull back on that. Yes. I don't know if I'd... Yeah. You know what? Yes, there is. Embarrassment, frustration, because they're not losers. Maybe there's a few that are not okay with it, but so accustomed to it that it might not sting the way it used to sting. Maybe. A few guys that all they've known is losing. And they've been in the big leagues for a while wearing that Royals uniform, and it's always led to a losing campaign to where you show up wondering how are we going to lose it today, hoping for a win. Maybe not expecting to lose, but afraid of what's around the corner. So there are a few, maybe, that have grown comfortable with the post-game loss. But the Vinny Pasquantino, the Bobby Witt Jr., the Brady Singers, the Salvador Perez's, no. No, they are anything but at ease with how things have gone so far. They're embarrassed, they're frustrated, and I begin to wonder and worry that their eyes begin to wander, that they begin to buy into the narrative of, well, small market Kansas City, they're perennial losers. Yeah, what happened in 14 and 15 was memorable, but it was the aberration. I don't want Brady Singer wondering what else is going on. Salvador Perez saying, now, you know what? I'm always going to be loved in Kansas City. Maybe it's time to go elsewhere. That's what I worry about, but at the same time, shoot, what I say to open up the show, with the questions I have about next year's pitching staff, you might need to put everyone on the block. You might need to ask those difficult questions of, should we trade Brady Singer? Should we trade Vinny Pasquantino? Right, if you're not going to win next year, then what are we doing? Vinny's going to be 27 at the end of next year. Brady's going to be 28. Salvi's going to be a free agent. Shouldn't you get out ahead of it? Thanks for the phone call, Mark. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Again, my game notes following this 2-0 loss to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Quick timeout. We'll take a dive into that text line after this.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
It's a 7th straight loss for the boys in blue. 10 of the last 11 and 16 of the 20 to start this season. They fall in the opener of a 10-game road trip, 2-0 to Shohei Ohtani and the Angels. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Quick reminder, Thursday, night one of the NFL draft, as the sports world descends on Kansas City, the Royals game's actually going to move over to the FM dial. Our sister station, Alt 96.5. Following the Church of Laszlo, I'll take over with the On Deck show, and then the game, and then the post-game show, only on night one of the draft, only on the 27th, that Thursday night, over on Alt 96.5. That's a historic night in Kansas City, and 610 Sports Radio is going to have it covered from every corner of the city. Of course, led by Jay Binkley, but the whole crew, everybody at 610 Sports Radio is going to be there covering it in full force. All right, so now 4-16 on the season. The Royals get ready for Game 2 tomorrow night. More on that in a moment, but first, let's get to these text messages. From the 816, Vern, if you're saying everyone is on the block, the trade block, does that include Bobby Witt Jr.? Because that would be demoralizing. It would be demoralizing to get what could be a generational talent and trade him without even seeing his ceiling. Vern, last year I was curious if moving Melendez would give us a mini haul. That's not looking so good anymore. Yeah, that includes Bobby. Everybody's on the trade block. Now, I don't believe another team would offer the type of haul required to pry Bobby Witt Jr. out of Kansas City. But he's probably the only one. Now, to your point, yeah, MJ's stock is lower right now. I don't think you're interested in moving him. But again, Vinny, Brady, Salvi. And really, Vinny, Brady, those are the guys that are going to give you franchise-altering returns, or have the possibility of bringing you franchise-altering return. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, some more love for Eric Guthrie of the Royals Radio Network. Good, way to go. Yeah, learn the name. From the 816 and the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, I know that's Joey in Grain Valley giving a shout out to Taylor Clark. Yeah, six up, six down, 22 pitches needed for the Royals opener. Another one from the 816, Vern, 4-16, losers of 10 of 11, and the AAA guy the Angels just brought up hit a home run because of course he did. No new stadium until they invest in the product on the field. Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. You know, frustration with the discussion of a new stadium. You know, put a better product on the field and then we'll get behind your stadium. I understand that. That makes sense. But you live in the same reality that I do. You live in the same United States of America that I do. And in my America, when a rich man wants something, he gets it. When a billionaire wants something, they get it. They're getting that stadium. Now, maybe, listen, I vote in every election. It doesn't matter what's on the ballot, what time of year. You'll find me there on Tuesday morning. I'm vote. But I also live and breathe. You know, you like to think that you're powerful and your vote matters, but sometimes you guys know that's getting through. Complain all you want, whine all you want. There's plenty that we could whine about when it comes to billionaires in this country, but you got to admit, they always get what they want. Rally Mantis, you know what? I'm mad at you, man. I don't even want to read your text tonight. I gave Rally Mantis, whatever. Not even going to bore you with it. Really disappointed me, man. Alex writes in on the text line, 913-586-7610. Vern, I don't know how Michael Garcia nor Nick Prado are performing in the minor leagues, but it might be time to call them up. I don't know what value they'll bring to this struggling lineup, but Jackie Bradley, Matt Duffy, Nicky Lopez, Hunter Dozier, these guys aren't the future of this team, Vern, and it's time to see what else we got. Signed, Alex. Well, you're right. Yeah, you're right that Dozier, Bradley, Duffy are not a part of the future. And I think Nicky Lopez could be. I'm not saying he is. I think that glove, that versatility fits on every team. Great teams, bad teams, mediocre teams. You can always find a spot on the bench or in the lineup for a guy like Nicky Lopez. So maybe I'd push back on that. And as far as Garcia and Prado, Garcia tonight started at third base, just his fourth start of the season at the hot corner. And if you are desirous to see Hunter Dozier shown the door or shown the bench, Michael Garcia moonlighting at third base on a more regular basis in Omaha would be a nice little smoke signal for you. Yeah, Garcia was at third tonight, went 1-for-4 with a walk. His season OPS is .811. Nick Prado went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. His season OPS at Omaha is .534. That is not good. A batting average of .154. 913-586-7610. Michael Garcia's batting average, if you're curious, sitting at an impressive .281. Mark in Columbia says, Vern, I'm curious your thoughts about how using the opener worked and how often they should use it going forward. Well, Mark, it worked well, worked perfectly tonight, right? Yeah, six up, six down. Yarbrough gave you a solid four. Garrett and Stallman threw scoreless innings of relief. Yeah, everything worked out well tonight. But I'm a fan of it. Well, I don't know. I don't want to put it like that. Here's how I feel about the opener. It's cute when you're deep and you're winning. It's effective when you're deep and you're winning. Like Tampa gets so much credit. Oh, my, you know, they were at the vanguard of using the opener. And you know, it's odd because the Royals have used the opener. I remember Kyle Zimmer being the opener back in, 2020, 2019, something like that. You know, a lot of teams use the opener. It works for Tampa because they also have stud starting pitchers and have had stud starting pitchers. You know, Blake Snell and Charlie Morton, Shane McClanahan, and maybe you can go on and on and on. Tyler Glass now over the years. They've had someone that's eating up a bunch of innings. They've had deep bullpens, good pitching staffs, good teams. But the Royals have used it over the years, have used the opener because we don't have other options. We got to piecemeal this thing together. Right? I don't know. I mean, if when the Rays get to the playoffs, I think it's going to be on the backs of Tyler Glasnow and Shane McClanahan, and, well, I guess not Jeffrey Springs anymore. But I'll say this. I would say 75 to 80% of the time a team is using an opener, it's because they don't have a better option. It's not some great reflection of some analytically driven organization. It's, boy, we don't have any starting pitching. We got to try and piece this thing together and then worry about tomorrow. You know, Tampa uses it because they got other starters eating up 6-7-plus innings, a bunch of studs in the bullpen that they can deploy one day a week. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. And yeah, the Royals might have to continue to go this route because who else is going to start? Daniel Lynch hasn't even started a rehab assignment yet. I mentioned Jonathan Heasley, who's coming off a quality start, but still has an ERA near 9 in Omaha. You don't have any other options. You don't have starting pitching. 913-586-7610. Thanks for the text, Mark. All right, a few more from the text line. 913-586-7610. From the 970, Vern, serious question. How do you think our record looks coming back from this 10-game road trip? I'm going to say 3-7, and I believe I'm just being nice. Well, so now you're saying 3-6, so that would put them at 7-22 coming home. Give me one in Anaheim. Yeah, you know what? 3-7. I'm with you. Yeah, I can't fight that. Yeah, two more in Anaheim. You got 3 in Arizona against the first place Diamondbacks. 4 in the Twin Cities against the first place Twins. Twins might have the best rotation in the division, which is saying something when they share a division with Cleveland. So, yeah, you got your hands full in Minnesota. Arizona's got so much pitching talent that they were, and they're competing so much so that they were willing to eat $36 million of Madison Bumgarner's contract because they had so many better options. And I look at the Royals' rotation, and where do I see the win day guy? The guy that says, all right, offense, give me one run and I'll do the rest. No, maybe Brady Singer returns to form in Arizona. Maybe. But, you know, Lyles, Keller, Greinke, I don't know where you're looking and saying you need to stop the bleeding. I don't see a hero coming along. So, yeah, I'm with you. 3-7. Speaking of the pitching matchups, tomorrow it's going to be Zach Greinke squaring off with the left-hander Tyler Anderson. As a matter of fact, it's lefties each of the next two games in Anaheim. Tomorrow, Tyler Anderson and Zach Greinke meet up. It's a 8:07 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7. And then Sunday afternoon, Jordan Lyles is on the hill against the lefty Reed Detmers. That's a 3:07 first pitch with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for the calls and the texts, for sticking with us. We're only 20 games into the season, ladies and gentlemen. Got a Zach Greinke Saturday coming your way. I'll talk to you at 7 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.